There's a couple of is it Vioxx, and then it's still on the market, Cousin, that are anti-inflammatory. So there's been a little trouble lately for them with heart attacks. I just wanted to ask if anti-inflammatories would be part of a regimen.
Well, we do recommend things like EPA, DHA, omega-3 fats, mm-hmm. which are anti-inflammatory, or curcumin, which is anti-inflammatory, and these don't have the downsides of these drugs. I mean, I would draw a distinction between old drugs, which were discovered, and new drugs, which are being designed. Drug development used to be called drug discovery, and it literally was a matter of finding some substance that seemed to have some positive effect. They would find something that lowered blood pressure, and we didn't really understand how it works. It seemed to work, but it would have a lot of side effects. It's kind of similar to when primitive man and woman, thousands of years ago, would find a tool like, okay, here's a stone, this would make a good hammer, and we couldn't really shape tools to do a job. Now we're actually learning the precise biochemical steps underlying these disease processes. I mean, we describe in the book, you know, the each key step, there's seven or eight different key steps in the progression of atherosclerosis, which causes heart disease. And new drug development, we're actually able to create very precise chemical weapons that will go and interfere with a very specific step and stop these disease processes without side effects or much fewer side effects. So these old drugs like Vioxx, they do have certain benefits. They're anti-inflammatory, but they have side effects, because they were not designed to do a very specific job in a precise way.
Celebrex, for example, is still on the market. Now, there are perhaps...
I mean, these are all old drugs.
Well, I take Celebrex, and so I'm asking for a personal reason. I mean, the little risk, but I have a very bad back. Celebrex hopes my back now. You say there are some positive aspects to the anti-inflammatory. Is that so?
Well, yes. I mean, it's good to slow down these inflammatory processes, because inflammation, overactivation of the immune system, underlies fundamentally atherosclerosis. Each step in the progression towards a heart attack is fueled by, you know, this inflammation process.
Mm-hmm.
This particular class of drugs, though, you know, have side effects, which in many cases may do more harm than good. There are new drugs being developed that will much more precisely undercut these processes
without the side effects.
Uh-huh. And that's the whole, that's our second bridge that we talk about in Fantastic Voyage. It is really being able to understand the information processes underlying biology and developing key tools that can then change those processes. For example, we have tools now that can actually change the expression of your genes. Something called RNA interference, which we talk about in the book, can actually turn a gene off. We send in these little RNA fragments that latch onto the messenger RNA from a gene, which destroys it and actually prevents a gene from being expressed.
What would be a practical application of that?
Well, let me give you a very exciting one. We have all these genes inside us. One gene... These genes are actually little software programs, and one of them, called the fat insulin receptor gene, says, hold on to every calorie because the next hunting season may not work out so well. I mean, these genes evolved tens of thousands of years ago.
Right.
So what would happen if you turned that particular gene off? Well, that was tried at the Johnson Diabetes Center on rats. They turned off the fat insulin receptor gene in the fat cells.
And?
And these... mice ate ravenously and remained slim and got the health benefits of being slim. They didn't get diabetes. They didn't get heart disease. They actually lived 20% longer.
Oh, my God.
They got the health benefits of caloric restriction, which is something we know extends life and adds and, you know, provides good health, while doing the opposite of caloric restriction. So that'd be a pretty cool drug if people could eat as much as they want and remain slim and actually get the health benefits of being slim.
Anybody tried on a human yet?
Well, there are pharmaceutical companies rushing to bring, you know, something that would inhibit the expression of this gene to the human market. So that's, you know, has to go through development and testing. But I would say in 5 to 8 years we will see that.
But it exists now in the lab.
Well, they used a particular method to knock out this particular gene in mice. And, of course, it's easy to experiment on mice, and mice, you know, develop very quickly. So determining, for example, a 20% extension of their life doesn't take that long.
And they can look at future generations quite quickly, comparatively.
So there are many genes that play a role in disease. There are genes that play a role in aging. And we have a tool now, actually just emerged in the last couple of years, RNA interference, which allows us to turn genes off. Gene therapy, which allows us to actually insert new genes, is also making progress, or citing new ways of being able to place genes at the right place on a chromosome, which has been one of the problems with gene therapy. We also have the means of inhibiting enzymes. I mean, for example, one drug, which we talk about in Fantastic Voyage, called torsatropine, which is actually now in phase 3 trials, it turns off a very specific enzyme that destroys the good HDL, the cholesterol called HDL in the blood. By simply inhibiting that enzyme, people's HDL levels, the good cholesterol, soars, and that has a beneficial effect on slowing down or stopping atherosclerosis, which is the cause of heart attacks. So, I mean, without hanging our hats on any one specific drug, because we need to let these trials continue. There are hundreds of these developments in process, because we now have the tools to turn off an enzyme or add an enzyme, turn off a gene.
So for now, you pursue it all. I wonder, we've got to take a break here with the bottom of the hour. I wonder if there is, though, the possibility in the near future of that magic bullet, that one moment when a genetic scientist actually manages to turn off the aging process, literally just turn off the aging process, and that's it, baby. You don't get any older.